Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, so the president is winning the shutdown battle, and it turns out he's not a king, despite the left trying to say that he is, but he dropped poo on them, and we'll talk about that. Welcome to our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we're going to be there on Halloween, October 31st. Your chance to book a fabulous fall midweek special and save 10% and earn resort credits is going on right now at the Grand Hotel of CapeMay.com. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's great to welcome two guys. They're killing it, these guys. They're blowing up social media every single day. Frank Scales, Ian McGinnis. Did I get that right? You're Frank and yes. You're Ian. I nailed it. Look at that. Yep. Boom. Guys, how are you? Serge Philly, what's going on?
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited you guys came in studio today. I never come in studio, so I literally just came in for the two of you, just so you know.
Well, we appreciate it. We're very flattered.
Don't do this again, because I really hate coming into this city. It's nuts. I was talking about Krasner this morning on Fox and Friends First and what a disgrace he is.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you both have confronted him,
mm-hmm.
and he's called you Nazis and fascists.
Oh, yeah,
and everything
under
else, right?
The sun. Everything under the sun. Even on American.
On American.
He's a liar, and everybody can see it now. He lied in that press conference, and every day it's something new. People are getting shot. People are getting killed because of him, and that's the most important part is because of him. It doesn't have to happen. So, you know, the DA's office, there's real-life consequences to somebody like Krasner being in charge. He wants to go out and blame the system. Well, guess what? He's obstructing the system. He's an obstructionist. He's obstructing the administration of justice. He's the problem.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
Ian, you know, I'll push that mic a little bit closer to you. I think that might be better.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. There's an arm there. There you go.
Cool. So, yeah, he even shifts blame from everybody except himself. He shifts blame to the municipal court. He shifts blame on Trump. Just about everybody except Larry Krasner himself. He stated that he sought the highest bail for Keon King before this tragic event. Earlier this year, Keon King was held on previous kidnapping charges. Those charges got dropped because the victim didn't show up to court. That's what Larry Krasner said. But numerous law enforcement professionals, legal professionals, they stated that this is highly unusual for a violent felony case to be dropped simply because the victim didn't show up. This happens all the time. Victims don't show up. They're scared. They're traumatized, whatever it may be.
Right. If I were a witness, I wouldn't want to show up because I know the guy's going to be back on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had cops tell me this all the time. In the old days, they would tell the police if there was like drug dealers in the neighborhood or something. But they know they're going to be back on the street the next day, and somebody's going to know there's a snitch, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And snitches get stitches, so they don't want to mess with it. I mean, again, it's part of the revolving door in this city. The fact that this woman is dead, It's heartbreaking because it was entirely preventable.
Yeah, 100% right? Preventable. And this, again, I just want to reiterate, this guy was held on violent felony charges earlier this year.
And what was the other charge? It was like
strangulation.
Strangulation. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, not these charges aren't jokes, you know what I'm saying? And not that any charge is a joke, but these are violent felony offenses. And the fact is, this man could have been in jail, this animal could have been in jail for a very long time on these charges, and he wasn't. And Kata Scott is dead.
When you guys confront him, and he's such a jackass to you, and he doesn't let you go into his town hall events, and he has you kicked out, and I saw you try to go to a church, and they wouldn't let you go in there, right? They wouldn't let you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank, talk about that some.
Yeah, tell us about that. Church,
I mean, we wanted to go and hear him out, so we went in, and he just started calling Trump, you know, a Nazi, Trump hates women, this and that. So we stood up. We said, stop saying that. This is why, and this was right after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We said, this is why this type of political violence happens. You need to stop with the rhetoric. He didn't take that well. The next town hall we went to, he wouldn't even let us in. And then we went, we confronted him in the park about not allowing us in the town halls. And, you know, he calls us Nazis, this and that. And he said, interestingly, Donald Trump hates women. Donald Trump wants to take away the vote of women. Well, guess what? Kata Scott was a young woman, had her whole life in front of her, and she's dead because of Larry Krasner's policy. So who actually hates women? Who actually is failing the women of Philadelphia? I think it's Larry Krasner.
I think you're right. I said today, you know, he spends most of his time doing two things. Either prosecuting cops or lecturing about Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
When his job is to go after criminals, but he loves the grandstand. And, you know, they asked me the question today, if Trump were to try to do a federal law enforcement surge in Philadelphia, I said, well, I think every city and every governor would welcome the help. They should welcome the help.
Absolutely.
But of course, you know, he would grandstand. He and his Soros buddies would all grandstand about that, right?
He's a very predictable guy. I mean, we all know Larry's backed by Soros. You know, he's got these special interests, you know, pulling
not to interrupt you, Ian, but just to make that point, though. I mean, the Inquirer itself wrote a story about how Soros is funding Larry Krasner. Like, this isn't some vast right wing conspiracy. You know, I mean, they wrote about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And it's not just Larry Krasner. You look, you take away from the microscope for a minute. Look across the nation, all of these progressive DAs bankrolled by Larry Krasner. You know, you had the previous DA of San Francisco, Chesier Boydin or something. I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah. Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, that guy.
Actually, Chef Boyardee was a respectable man. I don't want to compare the two.
No hate to Chef Boyardee, but these progressive DAs across the country, they've either been brought up on ethical violations, you know, they've been criminally indicted, or they've been voted out. And, you know, hopefully Larry Krasner will be next.
Frank, I know people listening right now who don't live in Philly go, oh, it's a Philly problem. But I think Krasner is the national face of this for the whole country. I really do. I think that's what it's become. When you think of woke Soros-funded prosecutors, there's three people that come to my mind. Alvin Bragg in New York City, although he's been a little quiet lately. Probably because he knows that Mandami's going to get elected, and the two of them will be like one of twin powers activate form of a... Is that reference totally lost on you guys?
I could totally conceptualize what you're saying. These two guys are going to
The old Justice League when I was a kid.
I won't lie. Yeah, that might
I'm
be
dating
a little...
myself at the big time, aren't I? That's fine. That's okay. That's why I purposely reintroduced my kids to it so that it would not be lost to future generations. But and then you got that jackass in Chicago. What's his name? The prosecutor out there.
Oh, yeah, the name's escaping me right now,
but he's joined with the mayor, and the mayor's also
Brandon Johnson, a disaster.
And then Krasner. I think, like, they are the faces of this for America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the ways that we can stop it is, number one, we have an election on November 4th. He's got to go. We got to send him packing, send him back to St. Louis. But another thing we can do
is that where he's from, St. Louis?
Yeah, was he born there, or did he go to school there?
No, he was born in St. Louis. You know, he says, he was raised in, you know, a Philadelphia suburb, went to Conestoga High School. But as far as I'm concerned, Larry ain't from Philly. He's from St. Louis.
There you go.
And number two, we can send a National Guard into Philadelphia and clean up this crime as best as we can, because we have, you know, women dying. Who is the enemy? Is it Trump or is it Krasner? Because quite frankly, if we had a National Guard deployment and if we got these criminals off the street, then Kata Scott would still be alive. she would still be alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we should send in the National Guard and we should clean it up. And Surge Philly actually has a petition to do just that. We almost have 1,000 signatures of Philadelphians saying they want a National Guard deployment. And really, you have Governor Shapiro, you have Mayor Sherrill, they're grandstanding, and Larry Krasner, they're all grandstanding, but the people of Philadelphia need to stand up and say, no, we want common sense. So that's what we're trying to do. So if anybody wants to sign a petition, please go ahead. It's in the link in our bio on Instagram, at Surge Philly.
I give Mayor Parker credit for appointing a great police commissioner, Kevin Bethel. The cops love him.
Yep.
He's a cop's cop, and he's fighting crime, and he's doing his best, but it will never get better as long as Krasner's there.
Yes.
And this is why I don't know why Parker doesn't speak out against Krasner. I don't know why Shapiro doesn't speak out against them. You know why? Because they're all afraid of their radical, lunatic, freaking base. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right?
Sherrill Parker is a dino. She's a Democrat in name only. Yeah. She wants to be a Republican. Yep. I can't say the same for Josh Shapiro in the governor's mansion.
He's a Pino, president in name only. Yeah. That's what he wants to be. And everything is focused on that.
Yep, that's a totally accurate description.
But he knows when he runs for president, if he goes to South Carolina and he goes to New Hampshire, even if he tries to play this center moderate game, he still has to try to win over those lunatics.
Yeah, right? He's concerned about Pennsylvania Avenue, not Pennsylvania. And I stole that from Stacey Garrity. You know, she's running for governor in 2026. We need to flip this state red.
Well, she stole that from me. I'm only kidding, but that's a great line, though. Tell us about Surge Philly and what it's all about.
So Surge Philly is really focused on changing the narrative in Philadelphia and setting the agenda. We want to give the people, the forgotten people of Philadelphia who feel like they don't have a voice in the government, in the municipal government, we want to give them a voice. We want to tell them that there is a different way to go about things. We hear about, you know, different things failing, like SEPTA, the school district. And the response is always, well, we need to give them more money. We need to raise taxes. Oh, crime is high. Well, we're a city. Crime is always going to be high. We don't think that's true. What we think is we need Republican leaders who will get back to the basics. One being law and order. Get the criminals off the street. You know, criminalize retail theft again. And what happens when you do that? You allow businesses to come in. And what do them businesses do? They employ people. And then you speed that process up if you lower taxes. So Surge Philly is about spreading the conservative movement and getting the Republican message out there in Philadelphia.
So I said this morning, I think that the race in New Jersey for Governor Jack Cittirelli, I think as awful as this tragedy is in Philadelphia, it is going to remind South Jersey voters of what's at stake. Tomorrow, Jack's doing an event with a bunch of sheriffs in Monmouth County, led by Sean Golden, who's the sheriff out there, is a terrific guy. You know, his running mate that he picked is the sheriff of Morris County, New Jersey, up in North Jersey. Jack is focused on law and order. Mikey Sherrill voted against the Lake and Riley Act. I know a lot of people who, like, I was talking to Judge Dugan earlier, and his grandkids were at, where they're playing soccer, bullets literally flying by them, and they had a duck. There are people in Jersey towns, not far from here, who... cars are stolen on a nightly basis. Mm-hmm. Like, crime is an actual issue, and the Democrat Party has become the party of the criminal. They refuse to take a stand against crime. They refuse to stand with cops. They're all about this cashless bail nonsense and all their other the ridiculousness. And I mean, Krasner hates police. Like, let's just be honest and call it what it is. He hates cops. He thinks they're the problem.
Well, how can you... Who wants to be a cop in Philly when you have Krasner, the DA, ready to prosecute them for any little thing?
Yeah.
He essentially stripped them of every tool they use to get criminals off the street. And now if a cop actually does something and confronts a criminal and, you know, something bad happens, the cop is going to be at fault.
Right.
So number one, nobody wants to be a cop. And that's why we have a 1,500 officer shortage in Philadelphia. And number two, if you are a cop, you're worried about getting back home to your family, and who can blame them? You're not going to go confront a criminal. Why would you? The criminal's not going to get put in prison, and you run the risk of being seriously hurt or prosecuted by the DA. And this is, you know, it's enigmatic of the Democratic Party as a whole everywhere. The Democratic Party is the party of the criminal. It is the party of giving people who had second, third, fourth, fifth, six chances, another chance. You can go back to Keon King. We were both in school with Keon King, the alleged killer of Kate Scott. He was a bad guy, even back then. Before class, he was in the alleyway with, you know, the homeless fiends. when he got in class, he would spit on the ground. And, you know, he eventually got kicked out of our school for, you know.
I didn't realize you guys went to school with him.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. He was it's a bad local. Guy.
Yeah. And he actually got kicked out of Roman for bringing in a knife and threatening school personnel. So, you know, it's not like this was a total surprise that Keon King was going to turn out as some, you know, criminal or
yeah,
whatever
isn't
it is.
Yeah, the guy like you're like, oh, my God, I know.
Yeah, like he's no model
right?
citizen. Yeah. I'll say that. And, you know, it's just really tragic and sad to see the dereliction of duty by our leaders. They totally failed Kata Scott. They failed Kata Scott's family. Like I said, this animal Keon King could have been straightened out from the beginning. He wasn't. And now it got to this point, and hopefully justice will be served.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Frank and Ian, you guys go out there, the No Kings rally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, had some fun with that. Tell me about what you do with your operation in terms of social media.
So we do videos about different things happening in Philadelphia and how the Republican, you know, party and how Republican ideas can actually solve the problems. Lately, it's been crime. Crime has been a main focus because you see people getting shot every day. And as we did videos about it, it just kept getting worse and worse. And what we've realized is people are sick and tired of people like Larry Krasner. But we also go out and we do interviews. We want people to be able to speak freely and, you know, put their point of view out there. So that's what we did on No Kings Day. We went out and we went out with the intention of asking questions. Why are you here? What do you believe? Uh-huh. And why do you think that's true? And we did that a couple of times, and we weren't even being picky with the content that we posted. I swear, we posted almost every video we got, and they were all train wrecks. And what we learned is the average no kinger is totally clueless about what they believe. They don't believe anything, and they're probably paid actors.
Yep. And it's totally, you know, it's
and bad
it's,
actors.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not even good ones.
And it's almost like a live action comedy, sketch comedy. You go and it's like you got all these massive, colorful signs and balloons. And, you know, you got people waving this rainbow flag, you know, dressed in a Lady Liberty costume. You know, these people, you know, we do this once a year. It's called New Year's Day. We get dressed up in costumes and we walk down Broad Street. The only problem is the mummers do it better than the no kingers.
Way better.
Let's play a couple clips here. Cut 24, Serge Philly interviewing people at the No Kings protest in Philadelphia. So this video has nearly 3 million views on TikTok already. Maybe it's even higher.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's great job, guys. I mean,
Thank you so much.
This is huge.
Yeah.
All right, so cut 24.
What brings you out today?
No Kings Day.
And why specifically are you out supporting No Kings Day?
I think protest is important.
Why are you protesting?
How much time do you have?
A couple minutes. What's the main reason you're out here protesting President Trump?
I agree with a lot of the decisions that are being made.
Is there any decision in particular you disagree with?
So I would start with... I don't even think it's appropriate for me to have this interview.
Why not?
Sorry, it was starting to rub off on me a little bit, but yeah, it's totally like you can't make it up. You know what? Frank said, you know, we're not even being picky with this stuff. This is just two guys in a phone going out to the No Kings protest and recording the surroundings, and you know, it was really just like a freak show out there.
Here's somebody else now. This is somebody who misquotes the Statue of Liberty while defending illegal immigration.
Yeah.
How did you find this person?
We walked up, you know, nice costume, beautiful costume, only if their costumes were as good as their arguments, but they're not. Not even close. They don't actually have.
Did they all go to Spirit Halloween before this? Is what I want to know. Did they get like a group discount or something?
Yeah, I have no idea. You look at all the signs and even the signs. You could look at the signs in the Philadelphia No Kings protest, and you could go and look at footage from the Chicago No Kings protest, and it looks like they have the same signs. Yeah.
I heard Soros has a Halloween store.
Soros Halloween.
Soros Halloween. All right, cut 25. Oh, we're loading it up. Hang on. 2-5.
What has President Trump done to make him a monarch?
He started to take control and do illegal things and that are not within his power. So that's pretty much what makes a person a monarch. They take complete control even though they shouldn't have it.
What illegal things has he done?
Come here. What illegal things? Everything that he has done except for get elected. Every single thing since he's gotten into office.
Everything.
So deporting illegal immigrants, is that illegal?
Everything.
Deporting illegal immigrants, if they're here peacefully, yes.
If they're illegally here, though, if they came illegally?
If they came here illegally? I believe we're a country that stands for Lady Liberty. It said, give me your tired, your... give me everybody you can possibly bring into the United States, and it doesn't say
give me
ship
them all.
Back out. It says
everyone.
Welcome.
Give me everybody.
Everybody.
Pause it. Could you imagine if that's what the sign said?
Yeah.
Like, give me everybody.
I didn't know Lady Liberty stood for zero borders. Now that's, you know, that's absolutely a baseless claim. I have no idea where she got that from. Probably from CNN.
Isn't it also a little bit of the Western arrogance the left always accuses of us with colonialism? If the Statue of Liberty was like, give me everybody. I want everybody. I'm taking you all. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of.
Yeah, it's insane.
And they'll be like, oh, well, the Statue of Liberty was actually a gift from a foreign country. You know, we should be accepting of all these immigrants. Well,
They're illegal. They're criminals.
Yeah. They're not coming like my grandpa did through Ellis Island.
Exactly.
He was a boy from Italy.
100%. And you know, he probably came and he worked his tail off and, you know, he established a life. You know what I'm saying? These people, they come here, they don't want to assimilate to our culture, our American heritage. And, you know, what we're getting is, you know, you see in Dearborn, Michigan, it's absolutely insane what's going on. And, you know, give me everybody. Yeah, give me everybody you could possibly bring. I mean, Joe Biden took that advice to heart.
The more mentally ill, the more crimes they committed in their country, bring them. We want them.
Yeah, the crazier and deadlier. We want them, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that clip keep going?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. Right, she actually walks away. It. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That you really disagree with Trump on?
No, because you're just baiting me. Have a nice day.
I was just asking.
Yeah, it was really just a simple question.
Isn't the purpose of an interview always to bait somebody into giving you an answer? I mean, isn't that the point?
Yeah. Well,
like, I'm asking a question. I'm baiting you to give me an answer. Yeah. That's sort of the point of the interview.
I don't know. I think she was just upset that, you know, we didn't come with a monarch sign and a butterfly costume. Like
Frank Scales and Ian McGinnis are with me. Surge Philly. All right, this one now. So is this a different lady dresses the Statue of Liberty, or is this the same one?
There was only one clip of the Lady Liberty lady.
Okay, so this is
a different one.
The first one wasn't a Statue of Liberty. This one is.
Okay, this one is. All right, cut 26.
Yes.
Brings you out here.
Rising fascism, lack of health care. Billions being poured into ICE without any accountability. 175 U.S. citizens have been arrested so far. And that's all I got for you. There's much more.
Can I ask you one more question? What is fascism?
Well, if you look historically, when a government no longer follows the will of the people, that is a large part of fascism. I would direct you to some of the really good literature on the topic.
Can you define it? Trump won the popular vote. Lady lunacy right there.
Could you have popped that costume? Was it an inflatable Statue of Liberty, or was she just dressed?
I think it already deflated.
Oh, did it?
I think it was supposed to be inflated, but it wasn't. You know, I think our questions deflated her.
We've seen a bunch of inflatable costumes out there, even including a lobster. That was, you know.
A lobster?
Yeah, that was interesting to say the least. But yeah, these people, like Frank said, if only their arguments were as good as their costumes.
All right, cut 27 here now. So Trump has not made peace with anybody.
Yeah, that was a rich one.
Didn't we just get the hostages out of Gaza?
Yeah,
Didn't that just happen?
That was mind-blowing for him to say that.
Well, according to him, they've been fighting for millions of years already, and they're going to continue to fight for millions of years. I guess,
Millions of years.
Every news report is wrong.
Yeah,
trillions.
Yeah. Cut 27.
What is the main reason you're out here today, would you say?
I feel like the current Trump administration that we are paying taxes for, that our taxes are not going in the direction that our taxes should be used for, such as health care, home care for elderly people, other such things as like helpful ideas that should be used. Our taxpayer dollars should not be used for creating wars or
paying Trump. What about the wars that Trump has stopped?
Which one was that?
Well, he stopped the war in Palestine, right?
No, he did not. That has been going on for millions of years and multiple entities have been involved. It's just the last thing. You can't just come in. What's it called? Cherry picking? It's called in a U.S. game when you steal the goal, but the whole team made it, but you just grabbed it and shoved it in the thing. Trump did not at all make any peace deals with anyone. All Trump has done is make money for himself, his family, and his grift.
That sounds like the person who didn't read the book when they have to stand up and give you know what I mean, the book report.
I don't think that guy's from Philadelphia either. I don't know where he
you don't think it's a
from.
South Philly accent?
I think that's, you know, a little 1,000 miles away across the pond a little bit. Maybe UK, maybe South Africa.
Yeah, I thought that was Delco when I first heard it. But
You know, it's not too far off, but that guy, I don't know. I wouldn't if I was a betting man, I wouldn't put money on him being a Philadelphian.
Yeah, he's not wrong, though. They were fighting for millions of years. You know, they were fighting the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They were. Yeah. And cave clans. And now this guy has his, what was this now? His hat gets snatched by a crazy protester. Wait, whose hat got snatched?
Okay, so it was a 16-year-old guy. We actually walked up on him. He was wearing a MAGA hat. And he had, you know, a T-shirt on, a Trump T-shirt on.
He was decked out. That was risky business coming into No Kings like that.
Yeah, right.
And a 16-year-old guy coming with his MAGA hat and simply going up and asking people questions. If he's out there listening, you know, he has a lot of courage.
Yep.
So we give him props. But we actually just walked up right after we did the interview with the lady who smacked his hat off, and we didn't know that he had that experience. So it was like a crazy coincidence that we were able to hopefully shine some light on the type of people that are at the No Kings rally. But,
you know, it's so funny because somebody sent me that video and I didn't realize you guys were behind all this. But like, people were sending me your videos. That's how much you guys are reaching people right now.
Yeah, it's a blessing for sure. It is definitely a blessing. But, you know, it's not really of any of our own doing. They're really doing it for us. You know, they're the biggest free advertising for, you know, Republicanism, conservatism, is the left. And, you know, when you go out and you get on the ground, that man on the street content, you know, it's real, it's gritty, it's unfiltered, and you see what it actually is. It's not doctored up by CNN or MSNBC.
MS Now, please. MS Now DNC. You gotta add the now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But they... a totally doctor, you know, they sterilize every narrative to fit their, you know, their politically sanctioned viewpoints. But when you get that man on the street content, it really just, you can't explain it. It just speaks for itself.
All right, cut 28.
We are with the guy who got his hat flipped off by the protester.
Step back.
No, you're trying to antagonize.
I'm not antagonizing. I'm asking.
You are.
You're antagonizing.
I'm allowed to ask. No, I'm not.
You're encouraging the death of Trump.
Whoa! Do you have anything to say about that encounter?
I hope she doesn't mean what she said on her sign.
Why can't anybody seem to actually kill the president?
Amazing.
It was a very patriotic way to encounter someone you disagree with. And if that's the way she treats people she disagrees with, then that should be a real issue in our country, is that we have a lot of people like that who result to violence and being hostile.
What would you say to her right now? If she watches this video,
Learn how to interact with people in a different way, in a more constructive way, the way that you guys are doing it. Learn how to interact like this, where you guys are neutral and you guys are open to hearing other people's opinions and thoughts.
You know, we're streaming all these videos on YouTube so everybody can watch them. But I mean, that kid is what a bright kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Brave kid, too. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you have video, but he was in a MAGA hat. He was in a Trump shirt. He was decked out. And, you know, we're for Trump as far as you can get, but even we didn't come with the MAGA hat because we knew that, you know, if we would have came up to one of these liberals and tried to interview them, we wouldn't have got anything done. So, I mean, that's really also emblematic of what we're dealing with, is people who don't want to have discourse or debate with people they disagree with. They actually would rather just resort to violence, like seen in that video.
Yeah, they're very illiberal, actually, because they don't want freedom of speech, and they don't want an exchange of ideas. I mean, these are the people running around demanding hate speech laws in America, right?
They're radical leftists, and it's ironic that they're calling us fascists, because they resemble fascism more than, you know, any MAGA Republican I've heard speak.
Oh, I mean, if they had their way, they would shut this show down. You two would be behind bars for something. Yeah. They'd find a crime for, you know, they hate the idea that you're able to go out there. Look, Charlie Kirk died because they hated the fact that he was actually confronting people on the stupidity of their ideas and shining a light on that. And they could not stand that because their ideas can't hold up to the scrutiny of their emotional.
It's purely emotional.
Well, that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly right, Ian. It's purely emotional. It's not rational. It's not logical.
Yeah.
None of their solutions, they don't even have any solutions.
They're just angry people, which a lot of them have mental health issues. Or they're just plain out actors. Yeah. And we see both of them, you know, we have actors and we have people who are mentally ill and angry. They're angry at the world. And they're just, you know, George Soros and the Soros Foundation are essentially having these protests and giving them a way to act out that anger. But they have no solutions. They have no explanations. They don't know what they believe. And you don't see that with MAGA. People in the MAGA movement know what they believe. They stand for something. And that's gone on the left. And you have a bunch of Democrats in higher office that actually have to cater to these people. And it's a real threat to our country and our republic.
Mm-hmm. You guys got a few minutes to stick around?
Absolutely, yeah. Rich.
I had a couple more cuts I want to go through with you, too. I want to talk about Kenny Loggins is not happy.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard about that.
Danger zone was used, and he's not happy about that. I sang it yesterday, so he can't be mad at me. But, all right, we'll take a very quick break here as we continue along. Here we got Frank Scales and Ian McGinnis, Surge Philly in studio with me live today right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I do want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, though. I love these guys. I love how they stand for freedom and liberty. And for 60 years they've been in business in New Jersey, of all places. So that tells you something right there. They're doing something right. And Bob's not only has the absolute best selection of firearms, they will also help you become a safe, responsible firearms owner. And that's what I love about Bob's. All Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Bob's also offers renewal certifications. Always check to make sure your license is current. Now, ladies, listen up, because they've got a great event coming up. Their next ladies-only shooting event, October 25th. Bring your moms, daughters, sisters, girlfriends to the event. It's perfect for beginners or experienced shooters who are looking for guidance. Bob's ladies-only events are focused on women, and they're taught by women. So register now for this event. Learn how to protect yourself by the professionals. No alcohol or drugs permitted, so, you know, go to brunch or something like that. No firearms ID card or prior experience is required to attend the event, but you do have to sign up, so go to bobslittlesportshop.com. Again, that is coming up on October 25th, so right around the corner, mark your calendar and sign up today. bobslittlesportshop.com, right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. They stand for freedom. They stand for liberty. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty. So we are live right now. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I'm very, very happy. Got Frank Scales, Ian McGinnis, Surge Philly. These guys are killing it on social media right now. Killing it. How inspired? I should ask this question. Did you start this before Charlie was assassinated?
So we started it a little bit before he was assassinated. And when that happened,
it really fueled us to keep going and it doubled down. So since that happened, it was devastating. And we were sitting in the living room watching TV. And we were going to make videos that day. We didn't. We sat there and watched the news. And, you know, when it came out that he was no longer with us, we were heartbroken, but it put fuel in our tank. And since then, we've been waking up every day, making content, and been focused on getting the message out there. So it really fueled us.
How old are you, Frank?
22.
And how about you, Ian?
I'm 20.
20.
Yep.
And is this your job now?
Like, yeah.
I mean, you're able to support yourselves doing this?
So we are working that out now. We have a GoFundMe page up and running, and we're going to have merch soon, but we're trying to get like seed money so that we can build an organization,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll be like our jobs. But right now we're like all in. So
good.
We think it's going to work out, and we got some donations. People were kind enough to contribute. So, you know, with just a little bit more, we're going to be able to set up an organization and really, you know, build a machine out in Philadelphia to get the conservative point of view out there.
SurgePhilly.com if people want to help you.
Yeah, so you can go SurgePhilly.com on Instagram, SurgePhilly, mm-hmm. TikTok, Facebook, X, SurgePhilly. And in our bio, there's a link to our GoFundMe. So people can find it that way, or they can go to the website at SurgePhilly.com.
I mean, if you're getting millions of views, that you got to probably be able to monetize that, I would think, right?
So it's tough to monetize that. We haven't monetized it on Instagram yet. TikTok, there's no way that we're going to be able to monetize it. They're too biased.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that's why we need an American buyer of TikTok to come in, and I think President Trump is working real hard to make that happen. But on Facebook, we are actually able to monetize, and that's helping us out a lot.
Good. Good. Now, that's really important. So then let's direct people to the Facebook page.
Yes.
Since that's where you can make some money.
Yes. Yeah. Frank.Scales on Facebook.
Or Surge Philly. Or Surge Philly. Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, excellent. So the president puts out this meme where he's in a fighter jet and you've got Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins playing. Kenny Loggins is not happy about this. I didn't even know he was still. I'm glad he's still alive. I love his.
Certainly not relevant.
Right. Like exactly. He has not been relevant, but it's a great song. And he dumps poo on all these people who are protesting at the No Kings rally, including Harry Sisson.
Oh my gosh. Harry Sissy, we call him.
Sissy, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this guy for people that don't know?
Well, he's a clown. He's the TikTok clown. And TikTok is only really sanctioning liberals and leftists. Not liberals. They're sanctioning leftists. And it's because they enforce DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion in their community guidelines. So we made a live and we said there are two genders. And that's the truth. There are only two genders, male and female. And we got shadow banned for a week for saying that. But people like Harry go on there and they get amplified and they find a young crowd and they have some success and they essentially have lives where they have debates. They don't do debates in real person like us, but they have debates and they really debate this honestly. We would actually love to debate Harry. So if he's listening, if this gets to him, we would love to debate him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not listening, but you guys like him don't like the
He likes a little more, you know, views, leftist program.
He's probably listening to NPR right now.
Oh, yeah. State-funded media.
God, you know, the other day, my wife and I were going to Philly. I was emceeing the Patriot Fund Gala at the Union League, and we were in an Uber on the way to Philly, and the driver had on NPR, and it is so boring. I mean, my God, I don't know how anybody listens to that.
Yeah.
You know how biased, obviously, but it's just freaking boring.
Not like, only
biased
boring,
and entertaining.
But yeah, it's state-funded media, you know? I mean, it's as authoritarian as you can get. And, you know, the people who are trying to get rid of this state-funded media are Republicans, President Trump, people in the Congress. And, you know, we're getting called fascists, and I don't see how that really adds up, because we're not for state-funded media.
No. And fascists are for state-funded
exactly.
media.
You know, they could have their boring, you know, whatever. They just don't make it be state-funded.
There are plenty of moms out there in Subarus who will pay the monthly VIG
exactly.
to get their mug.
There's no reason for it to be...
You know,
to be
I'm the resistance yeah. mug mm-hmm. and give them money. If they're,
no
if
reason
they're good,
for state
they'll
funding.
Survive. Look, I mean, mm-hmm. we rely on our advertisers, who are awesome advertisers, and we hope everybody supports them. We don't get government money here. I've got to be entertaining or I won't be on the air.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the free market, right? I mean, everybody should, you know, get a shot to, you know, say what they want to say. But for it to be state funded is, you know, that's it's not in
and
our
that
values.
Monotone, like everything's like, well, yeah, today President yeah. Trump again. But that's every single segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That monotone. Oh, God. I wanted to jump out of the Uber.
Yeah. And you look at something like Surge Philly. We're two guys and a phone, and we were able to have so much success because what we do is entertaining. And people want to see it, and it's real and authentic. So, you know, we're not getting state money. We're just working hard. We're waking up every day and putting everything we have into Surge Philly. Yeah. And we're making content that people want to see. And it works. So I don't know why we need to fund media organizations through the government unless there's foul play.
You don't ever. I mean,
exactly.
And you don't want that. You should never want that. All right. But here, so anyway, here is, let's cue up Cut 22. So DNC propagandist Harry Sissy went on Don Lemon and was holding back fake tears because he recounted the trauma of getting virtually poop bombed by President Trump. So in your mind, as you hear this, just hear Danger Zone in the back of your mind. We can't play it on the air. It's a copyright violation. But Cut 22.
Yeah, I think this is actually bigger than me. You know, I know that this video was attacking me. But there were also millions of Americans that were also displayed in that video, also getting attacked by the president of the United States. So he's attacking me in a petty, gross, disgusting way. But I think the more concerning story here is that, you know, I think this is his genuine feelings toward peaceful protest, that if he could, he would attack in some way, shape or form the people who dissent. So I don't think that this is actually it's just about me or like the gross attack. I think this is a broader, more concerning story surrounding the Trump admin.
I mean, couldn't he theoretically, if he wanted to, attack them? I mean, according to them, because he's a fascist,
I
right?
I mean...
So he could just bomb them and kill them, because that's what
exactly,
fascists do.
Exactly, right? I mean, the fact that there's these ginormous protests all across the nation opposing President Trump, and they're able to continue, shows you that we don't have any kings.
Right.
We don't
And that he's not a fascist!
Exactly!
He puts out a social media meme. You
yeah.
think it's funny, you
yeah.
think it's beneath the office, you think it has no dignity, but it's not killing anybody!
Well, Harry's ego is too massive to understand that. You know, President Trump dealt a big blow to Harry's ego, and you know, now he's got a black eye. Yeah, it's the ego.
I would have loved it if Biden dumped poo on me from a plane.
At least it would have been
right?
funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny. You know, I mean, Harry should be happy he got all this attention, but
really,
well, Harry, like a lot of leftists, are snowflakes and they don't know how to take a joke.
True,
and that is, you know, it's so rampant on the left and in the Democratic Party. They don't know how to take jokes. They have no senses of humors. Everybody knows that it's a meme on the internet. It's not real life.
And it's still an AI meme.
He's still allowed to go out and say things and disagree with that meme on the internet. So who's stopping him from speaking? Nobody.
No, you see now, Frank, I think you're wrong. First, it's a poop bomb. Then it's a bomb bomb. The poop bomb is a gateway bomb. Don't you know
the virtual
that?
Virtual poop bomb.
Right.
The virtual poop bomb.
It begins with a virtual poop bomb. Then you're bombing people.
That is a lot of, you know, that's a lot of the train of thoughts that these leftists have, you know, and I can't see how, you know, thoughts like that can actually, you know, exist in somebody's brain. But, you know, the left never ceases to amaze me. That's all I can say.
So CNN made Hakeem Jeffries watch the Harry Sisson poop dumping by President Trump and then asked him for his live reaction. I mean, it's like CNN is dying, but even they know this is really good for their ratings.
Yeah.
So they didn't, because they could have ignored it. The media, they could have ignored it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They didn't. They decided, let's do a segment on it.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you right there? Cut 23. 23. Oh, hang on. We're queuing it up. I should also mention, as we're doing this, that is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental, it is not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today at a level of care that you deserve. VenariaDental.com. Do you have it?
I'm trying to find it. I'll play it when I got it.
Okay, 23. I don't know if it's on there or not. Well, anyway, that, I mean, for me, look, people, there are some people that don't like that Trump does this stuff, but it's Trump, and you're not going to change him at this point. But I think the key is that no one died.
Yeah. I would say that that's...
No one was arrested.
Right, yeah. You know,
no one was put in internment camps.
There you go. And obviously, you know, the left is total, the cognitive dissonance on the left is insane. Like, you have a democratically elected candidate who also won the popular vote doing things he said he would do while he was campaigning, and then he got elected democratically to do, and now it's fascism.
And don't you think, too, that, I mean, he's mocking them protesting no kings because he's not a king. And that's the part of this that really annoys me, is that he's not a king, and yet they're out there saying this stuff. They're the ones making the parody of all this.
Yeah, like we celebrate. I mean,
they're creating the parody.
We celebrate No King's Day every July 4th, you know, right? We fought a whole revolutionary war against kings. So to say that our democratically elected president is a king or represents that type of, that school of thought of monarchy is,
The jokes write themselves. The Democrats, mm-hmm. they're clowns. And the Republican Party, President Trump, they're the people who are protecting our freedoms, our freedom to speak our minds. That's a Republican issue. That's something that Republicans, that President Trump came in office and signed an executive order to protect our First Amendment rights. So, you know, I think they've really had to look in the mirror. Everything is superficial about the Democrats. Everything they pretend to stand for, they're actually against. They just put out a weird, superficial, you know, virtue signaling stand for freedom of speech and everything else. But really, deep down, they don't believe in any of that. They only believe in freedom to speak what they believe to be true.
What's worse, a president putting out a joking meme or an entire administration covering up the fact that the president had dementia and should not have been doing the job and should have been removed by the 25th Amendment of the Constitution? Because for me, it's far worse to think of the cover up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline and how our nation could have been at risk because this guy didn't know what freaking day it was and was talking to invisible paratroopers.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's a whole lot worse than a president putting out a joking meme on social media.
Well, Biden wasn't even running the country. They had an auto pen that True. Was signing every different order.
Yeah.
And bill.
And I don't want to be disrespectful to the office of the auto pen because they, you know, that's a very, you got to revere that office.
Oh, yeah.
You said you have it? Okay, go ahead. Take a listen.
Which showed him with a crown, flying in a plane, bombing the No Kings protesters with piles of waste. It's a family program. I'll Poop. Use that word. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that it's just Trump using social media and satire. Satire is the word that he used to make a point. How do you see it?
Well, that video is deeply unserious, deeply unpresidential, and deeply un-American. But unfortunately, it's the type of erratic, extreme behavior that the American people have continued to see from this president and from this administration from the very beginning. And of course, it's no surprise to us that House Republicans continue to behave as nothing more than reckless rubber stamps for Donald Trump's extreme agenda that's hurting the American people, and of course, for his extreme behavior that they continue to whitewash.
Hakeem, man.
You know, Hakeem. You can call him unserious, un-American, anything you want, and I'll be happy to still call him my president. So
absolutely.
Where it's going to be a good 3 years.
I mean, isn't the fact that he was wearing a crown kind of a tell that it was an over-the-top joke?
Yeah. I think Hakeem's a little, you know, upset because Trump memed him too not too long ago, him and Schumer. With the sombreros, yeah. So I think, you know, Hakeem's got a little heartstrung getting plucked there. But
the Democrats are not good at fighting back.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. The best they can do is, you know, give a script to 10 content creators and people like AOC and Jasmine Crockett and have them put out the exact same vitriol and, you know, drivel that they put on their social media.
Or Gavin Newsom will do a bad Trump impression.
Yeah. with you couldn't get more on the nose than Gavin Newsom.
His beta soy boys in the governor's office who put out the tweets that are trying to sound like Trump.
Yeah.
And it's just
the full cap signing it. And it's a total copycat.
The only response they have to President Trump is to act like President Trump, and that tells you everything you need to know.
Well, I mean, look when Trump was campaigning, you know, he said no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. What did Kamala do? Oh, I'll do the same. You know, so it seems like everything, it's either oppose Trump, or when Trump does something good, it's let's do what Trump's doing. That's their platform.
Yeah, well said, guys. Well said. Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. Continued success. Surge Philly.
Yes, sir.
Follow them on all social media accounts. Help these guys out. They're going to be huge. I'd love to say we got it on the ground floor, because I think I did give you the first interview on the station. So Surge Philly on all the social media platforms, and do that today. And Frank Scales, Ian McGinnis, guys, thank you very much for coming
absolutely
out today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Let's do this again.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Keep me posted on all your stuff. And
100%.
We'll do that. All right, great. We'll take a quick break. But before I do, let me tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because we are going to be live. Halloween, our big Halloween party is going to be on the 31st for our next live show. And this is the time for you to make your getaway, because they've got great packages available for you for their midweek stay and also their getaway weekends, too. The weather in Cape May this time of year is absolutely gorgeous, and the crowds are gone, but they go all out for Halloween, and soon it's Christmas time, and Christmas in Cape May is absolutely gorgeous with all the Victorian homes they decorate and all of the house tours that they do. So what I'd love for you to do today is go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your reservation for my happy place, the Grand Hotel. And if you're thinking about doing an event, maybe you want to have a wedding, beachfront wedding, or indoor if you want to do this time of year, baby shower, bridal shower, corporate event, just talk to my friend Caitlin. She will help you plan the event of your dreams. And the other thing to know is that with all the days off the kids are getting from back to school, teachers convention, everything else, the Grand Hotel has a beautiful, huge indoor heated saltwater pool. Kids will love it too. And you get resort credits you can use at Hemingway's restaurant, the bar, the gift shop, and so many other ways to enjoy yourself. So join us on October 31st for our next live show, and make your reservation now for either your week-long or midweek stay or weekend getaway at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive
Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.